just something we're all dealing with right now. And I really like how he ended that, talking about how we always complain about not having enough time for this or that. Well, we do have time now, and I thought that was a good message from him.
By the way, Cliff Harris, soon-to-be Hall of Famer, will be on with us here momentarily. Paul's getting in touch with him. We'll have him. We'll go ahead and just take it straight from Steve Rodriguez to Cliff Harris as well. By the way, the poll is up. What is your confidence? There will be a college football season. Very high, 55%, none, 45%, 317 of you have voted in less than really almost 45 minutes. We're now joined by Hall of Famer, soon to be inducted, Hall of Fame safety, Cliff Harris of the Dallas Cowboys. You've waited all this time, and Cliff, thank you. My goodness, we appreciate you being a part of the. You've waited all this time. Is there any nervousness about when this might actually happen if things get pushed back?
Well, we just had a conference call with all the guys yesterday, and with David Baker and his staff, and they gave us four different options, or really five different options that might happen, and then told us at the end, it's still not decided, and it may be the end of May before we know. So it's quite a year. I mean, the good thing is I'm in the Hall of Fame. The other part of it is I just don't know when I'm going to be inducted. There's a lot of different scenarios they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You played with a lot of other Hall of Famers, and you watch guys go in. Was there ever any, you know, did it sting when you weren't getting in, knowing the career you'd put on, or is that something that fans put on, you know, when we want somebody to get in?
No, I look at it as just a blessing, and you know, it's really an interesting kind of mindset. Mine might be a little different than, you know, I really never thought in my mind ever to try to be all pro. I just wanted to do the best I could do every year and give it everything that I had, and you know, and if it, and then let the chips fall where they may. And that's the kind of same mentality that I've had with this Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, I did all I could do. There was, you know, I've got a lot of other things in my life to worry about other than the Hall of Fame. And, but it is something that, you know, was it good gosh, I found out, I almost fell over when they told me. So I know that it had a major impact in my head and my heart, you know.
I was actually going to ask you if you could take us kind of through how you got the news, and you just told us sort of what your reaction was there, but how did that sort of unfold to where you knew that there was voting going on, you knew that you were in the mix, but how did you learn that you were, in fact, going in, and then and subsequently, what was the fallout from learning that news?
Well, it was an interesting scenario. I mean, this year, because they've added guys to the number of players going into the Hall of Fame, because it's the centennial year for the NFL, which also complicates things for our induction too. But the way that it happened is the TV stations wanted to come to my house and have three TV stations with trucks and everything outside my house from 6 o'clock in the morning before 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning. I was thinking, you know, gosh, so I just, I've had a good friend, Kelsey Warner, who's the CEO of Energy Transfer. He let me use his office. So, we had a bunch of the guys, up in his office. There were probably 10 guys up there early in the morning, just like me and the TV station. So, you know, we sat there and waited, and David Baker called me, and I actually was so nervous, I didn't answer his phone call the first time, and I didn't know what I had it in my pocket. I was just waiting, and I didn't know what I was waiting on. I knew that it was supposed to call, but I wasn't thinking, you know, I was not thinking clearly. So, but he called, and I started walking. He wanted to talk to me, and I, so I started walking out of the room, and they said, well, you made it to the Hall of Fame. And guys in there, they all said my knees buckled. So
I bet.
I almost fell over. It was a really interesting and fun and exciting moment.
It's one of the few times your knees buckled, because that's what you did when you hit people. Charlie Waters told us a story yesterday, and Cliff, we had Charlie on yesterday, and of course, that's your running buddy. And he said that Herb Adderley one time came up to you, I think, during a game. I don't remember the game or the moment. He said, Cliff, we wear the same jerseys, because when you hit somebody, there was collateral damage with other players on your team.
That's highly exaggerated. You know, Charlie Waters, who's doing my induction speech, a matter of fact, and I'm going to have to get him reeled in a little bit. You know, that's blown way out of proportion. It's grown over the years. I knew who to hit. You know, I may have run into a couple of our guys every now and then. I know that one time during a game, we were playing the Baltimore Colts. Charlie was cornerback, and I was playing free safety. That's when Charlie was at corner instead of safety. And they threw it down and in, and I hit both the guys, both Charlie and the wide receiver, and knocked them both down. So there was, you know, but, you know, you've got to do what you got to do. And, you know, the thing about it is, it was not like a, you know, it was not in my mind to go out there, and I wanted people to understand this kind of strategy. It was not in my mind to go out there every game and say, man, you know, I'm a tough hitter. And because, you know, NFL guys will go after you. They'll come after you thinking you are. Well, I didn't do that. What I would do was every now and then I'd really smack a wide receiver, knock him down and knock him out, because you could do that then. And the guys that would come up the next week would see that on the film and go, whoa, wow. And then so the next week I'd either run right past him when there was a pass overthrown and go, whoa, I had you, you know, so that they would, as we say in pro ball, you know, they short arm things. Yeah. Now. They have a tendency. So, you know, it was just a game, you know, it was a fun game I played during those years.
Cliff Harris, soon to be Hall of Famer with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. You were undrafted. Someone else who was up, obviously, was a tough situation for Drew Pearson. But the Cowboys made a living on not just great trades and great draft picks, but they also made a great living on undrafted free agents. Heck, even now with what Romo was, among some others, how special was that franchise with Gil Brandt, Tex Schramm, Tom Landry, and everyone else?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I owed Gil Brandt so much. I mean, he had a system that courted the small college coaches all over the United States to find out information of who the good players, great players were in their small colleges and in their opponents. And then Gil also went all, you know, he brought Tony Frisch in from Austria as a kicker for us. We had Bob Hayes as an Olympic sprinter, and we had a lot of guys that were Olympic runners and that would come out and try out for football. And many didn't make it. Most didn't make it. Cornell Green was a basketball player. Raphael Wright was a basketball player. Mm-hmm. So, and I was a free agent from Wichita Baptist. And you know, and I recognized the difficulty in making it in the pros from a small college, because I give the Cliff Harris Award away every year to the best college, where the big trophy goes to the best defensive player in small college, D2, D3, in NAIA, 550 colleges. There's, you know, I mean, let's just say there's 5,000 guys as seniors that graduate, and I'll bet you 50 of them, I mean, 70, give them 70, or that have a chance to try out. I know it's less than 50, even try out for the NFL. So I give them recognition, give them a big trophy, and have a big banquet where they come in and give them the trophy and everything. So it's a really neat deal. Cliff Harris Award.
Was it terrible to have to cover Bob Hayes in practice?
I've got a great story about that. So Bob Hayes, you know, when I went out to training camp my first year, there was a strike in the NFL, and the strike kept the veterans out for long enough for us to play 6 rookie games and for the coaches to have a chance to look at me and find out what kind of player I was. Well, the veterans then came into town. They cut a bunch of the rookies, and we had long lines. We had 125 rookies that year, 125 rookies. And so we had defensive backs deep. You know, we had 10 or 12 or 15, and also receivers. Well, they cut them all down later and later, like more and more and more cuts. But I was counting back. We were playing man-to-man covers, and the first time that the veterans came in, the first day, and Bob Hayes, and I counted back. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm covering Bob Hayes. And Bob Hayes, you know, and I was on him, and I was really, really nervous. And he ran a route and took off like he was going to take off. And he turned around, ran a turn in, and I came over his back and knocked the ball down. I went, wow, I covered Bob Hayes. The next time it came around, it was not my turn, but Bob Hayes pointed to me and said, hey, get back up here, rookie. And so I got up there, and I was like, oh, really nervous again. And he just went, ran down the field 90 miles an hour, just, you know, blew, made one fake, and I went for it, and he blew past, and he came back and just smiled, you know. So I've got a great Bob Hayes story.
Cliff, what will be
good friend?
Oh,
you know,
and another guy, by the way, I was there the day that he was finally announced as a part of the Hall of Fame, someone else who had to wait too long, you know. Yeah, Rayfield Wright even did. What is going to be more emotional, the call that buckled your knees or when it's official and you're introduced the day that they introduced the class of 2020?
Well, it took me by surprise, to be honest with you, that I was that emotional they called and told me. So I'm not going to make any predictions. I think, you know, it's going to be there are so many different possibilities. They may do it at home. They may do it at the first preseason game. They may do it after the first the Hall of Fame game, mm-hmm. where the young guys are going in, the present day players, and maybe do it a little later after that, or we were doing it in September, or they may do it in the Cowboys Stadium, or they may do it next year. I mean, so I don't know. But the emotion, I just can't predict it. You know, you're a pro football player, so you learn how to manage your feelings and emotions and you know, anxiety and everything else come into it. Sometimes I don't know how nervous I really am. I really don't know how nervous I am until, you know, I look down and my knees are shaking, you know. So I don't know what to expect. I know it's going to be good. They've already had the sculptor come to my house measure and take pictures and everything for the bust up there. That's going to be really, really interesting.
Last question I have. 5 Super Bowl appearances. You won 2. 6 Pro Bowls, first team All-Pro 4 times, All-Pro a second team, All-Decades team, Ring of Honor, all that, the All-Arkansas Hall of Fame, all of that. The name that's on an award under you, with your name. It's obvious what you accomplished. If you could say why you're a Hall of Famer, if that's not uncomfortable for you to do, why are you?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that the major thing that has to happen is you have to be recognized as by your peers and your opponents, and for them to support you and say that you should go into the Hall of Fame. But I know that the Hall of Fame committee called a bunch of former quarterbacks, era, and I heard a lot of good things that came from those guys, and a lot of good things and compliments on me. And then you've got the committee up there. You just got to be able to, you know, make a difference and make a difference in the game, and have, at least for a defensive player, have the defense have to be concerned with you, you know, and has to make sure that that you're taken care of and beaten in the game to win. And you're one of those guys. And if you're one of those guys for many years, then you should have the opportunity to go in the Hall of Fame.
You absolutely earned it. Cliff, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Have fun up in the hills. Thank you so much. That's Cliff Harris.
I'm going for a hike right now.
There you go. Thank you so much. Cliff Harris, Hall of Famer, and so many options. So you wait all this time. He's in.